How's it going, everybody? This is Parker. And today I want to do another sort of book introduction for people. And that is the Breviloquium, St. Bonaventure's Breviloquium. And this book is basically his version of the Summa Theologica of St. Thomas. It's his comprehensive work of theology, basically, for a more general audience. And as you can see, it's pretty short, it's about 300 pages. So whereas the Summa Theologica of Aquinas is quite huge, this book is much more manageable, I think, for people. It's smaller even than the Catechism of the Catholic Church, and I think in many ways it can be easier to read than the Catechism of the Catholic Church. It flows much more easily, I would say. St. Bonaventure, he writes like a church father would, and he's writing for the Franciscan order at his time. So St. Bonaventure, he lived in the 13th century from about, oh, I think it was the 12 teens, 12 ten, 20s, until about the 1270s. He died at the Second Council of Lyon. It was one of the Councils of Lyon. I think it was the second. He died actually while it was going on. Some people posit maybe he was poisoned. There's a number of theories about that. And so he was a Franciscan. He was the Minister General, which means he was basically the head over the Franciscan community for a large number of years. Previous to that, he was a professor at the University of Paris for a little while, and then after he was Minister General, he was actually made a cardinal of the church, and that was kind of the position he was in until he died. And like I said, he was present at the Council of Lyon. I think it was the second one. It was actually at that council they the Latin Church Fathers were seeking reunion with the Eastern Church Fathers. And I think Bonaventure played a pretty large role in that, which is pretty cool. There have only been a few councils where the East and West have tried to reunite, and that was one of them, and he was present at it. And I think it speaks volumes because a lot of Eastern Catholics and a lot of Eastern Orthodox even find Saint Bonaventure to be very much somebody that speaks to their own tradition, speaks their own language, Also, Blessed John Duns Scotus, whom I hope to do more videos on soon. A lot of Eastern Catholics or Eastern Orthodox will look upon him fondly as well. So the Franciscan school in general is much more Eastern friendly, you could say. So anyway, without further ado, I want to just go into the prologue a little bit of this book, so that and just give you guys a taste of what this book is. I'm not sure yet. I was planning on doing like a whole kind of course on this book. I mean, I won't call it a course because I'm not officially educated to teach this book, but maybe just some videos going through it for people so that people can have a good understanding of where St. Bonaventure is coming from on these things. So yeah, I want to give you guys just a taste here. And this is from the very first few lines, first couple pages of this book, from the prologue. And I'll read the first paragraph basically verbatim just because of how beautiful it is. He's quoting scripture. So this is Ephesians 3, 14 through 19. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom every fatherhood in heaven and on earth takes its name, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened through his Spirit with power in your inner being, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that being rooted and grounded in love, you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the height, and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses all knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. I mean, man. And that's just him quoting scripture there. And so basically the whole prologue is a commentary on those verses of scripture. Again, that was Ephesians 3, 14 through 19. So he goes through, you know, what is the breadth? What is the length? What is the height? What is the depth? And he's talking about all this in relation to Holy Scripture, because later on, a few lines later, he says, the source, procedure, and the purpose of Holy Scripture is called theology. And he says, Scripture takes its origin from an inflowing of the most blessed Trinity. And this is true. This is, we all believe this as Christians, or at least most people who call themselves Christians believe that. But here's another thing about St. Bonaventure. He takes Scripture very seriously. Like, Scripture is the font of devotion. Scripture is the ultimate source of our theology. And it is. The Catholic Church is a church that says prima scriptura. Scripture is first. Scripture is even above tradition. It's above the magisterium, because it's the only one of those three, you know, that three-legged stool of the Catholic Church, scripture, tradition, and the magisterium. It's the only one of those three that is God-breathed in such a way, in such a distinct way as scripture. Now, obviously, Catholics are not Protestants, and so we don't think that interpretation of scripture is left up to the individual. We think, at least on many levels, for key passages and unclear passages, it would be left up to the church to interpret those. Ultimately, when a dispute arises, it would be up to the church to give an authoritative interpretation. Anyway, I have just been so incredibly blessed by the work of St. Bonaventure. It has a richness, a depth to it, a beauty to it that I haven't found in many other writers. Now I haven't read a whole ton of the Church Fathers. I've read a lot of excerpts from them and things like that. I haven't really delved into many of them except for Augustine, and I haven't even scratched the surface on Augustine. He has so many works; it's insane. I don't know if one person could ever read all that Augustine wrote. I mean, I'm sure somebody can, but it'd be difficult. Especially to be an expert on everything in Augustine would be very, very difficult. But St. Bonaventure definitely comes across, writes in a very Augustinian sort of a way. He gets a lot of his theology from Augustine, also a lot from Boethius, who was a 6th century Christian philosopher and theologian. But again, he always goes back to scripture in this book. And in the prologue here, so he talks, or the Ephesians 3, it says that you may be able to comprehend what is the breadth, length, height, and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses all knowledge. And so Bonaventure asks, well, what's the love of Christ that surpasses all knowledge? You know, and he basically says it's shown to us in Holy Scripture. And then he says, well, then what's the breadth, length, height, and depth of Holy Scripture? And he goes through and he says, the breadth is the creation of the universe. The breadth is the creation of the universe. The length is history, the time and the ages, as he kind of calls it. So the history of scripture. The height is salvation, as shown to us in scripture. And he kind of gives out some levels of hierarchies of that. And the depth is damnation, is shown to us in scripture, although he has two senses of this. He has a mystical sense, and then he also gives an interpretation. So, I mean, my goodness. And that's just like a little bit of the prologue there, guys. So I would fully, fully recommend to you to get this book, read it, and just pray with it. Just pray with it. Because again, it's like a catechism, although you'll have to get through some scholastic sort of language. The way that he writes is different than modern people write. He writes like like he's making a tree with his thoughts, almost. Like he'll take one concept and he'll say, okay, let's break this down into two more concepts, and then we'll break that one into three or four more concepts, and this one into three or four more concepts, right? So that's how he writes. And so if you're able to kind of, what I find helpful while I'm reading St. Bonaventure is to kind of write down, depict those sort of trees of descriptions that he's giving of each of these things. And he does it, I'm quite sure, as a way to help people remember this stuff. Because again, in the 13th century, you know, there was no printing press. The people that could read didn't have access to books on a regular basis. You know, it's not like if I was living in the 13th century as a layman, unless I was really rich, there's no way I would have access to this book. That's just the reality. And yeah, I don't know. It's just a beautiful, beautiful work. And I'm hoping to make it more known, to make St. Bonaventure's thought more known, to also make Blessed John Duns Scotus's thought more known, although I have to do a lot more work reading through him because he is dense, and he's very, very analytical in his thing. I feel like I'm glad that I read a lot of Aristotle before I read him, but I feel like I need to constantly go back to Aristotle to refresh my memory about, like, okay, what's he actually talking about here? Whereas Bonaventure, I think Bonaventure, you can pick up most of his works, and you can read them fairly easily once you get used to his writing style, to that sort of scholastic type of writing style where they write, you know, like a tree with its branches. I don't think it's that hard to get through once you can get through that. So I fully, fully recommend this book, and I would recommend either starting with the Breviloquium here, or I would recommend starting with, where is it? Oh, it's one of these. I would recommend starting with the Itinerarium, which is, in English, it's his The Journey of the Mind into God. In Latin, it's Itinerarium Mentis in Deum. So, Journey of the Mind into God would be the translation. And this is a very beautiful spiritual work of his, very beautiful spiritual work. So, and I think I said somewhere else that I thought it was a lot shorter than this. So it's about 200 pages. For some reason in my memory, the last time I read it, I felt like it was a lot shorter. But there are actually audiobooks of this online that you can find, which might be very helpful for people. And this is another, all of St. Bonaventure's works you can pray with. But this one, I would say especially. And then another of his works that I would really recommend to people just starting off, and this is another more spiritual work, is The Triple Way of St. Bonaventure. The Triple Way. So anyway, I hope this helps, guys. I hope to be able to contribute in sort of popularizing the Franciscan School of Theology here on YouTube, at least. That's one of my main goals with this podcast, Autism in the Car podcast, and with this YouTube channel. Again, you can find me on, we have a Facebook page, Catholicism in the Car. We have a Twitter account at PZ Catechesis. We also have, we have a Patreon account if you wish to support us. I would greatly appreciate that. You can also support us through anchor.fm, or I have a GoFundMe page now that's up and running if you would rather make a one-time donation instead of a monthly donation. And you can find all that on our website at www.catholicisminthecar.com on our support page. You can find me on really any podcast player out there except for SoundCloud. And there's a lot of really good stuff here, guys. So I'm hoping to really make the thought of particularly St. Bonaventure and Blessed John Duns Scotus a little more known and a little more popular. I'm not a scholar. I'm just a guy who loves this stuff. And I love the Franciscan School of Theology. It's a wonderful angle at looking at the Church's teaching that I think a lot of people don't get. The Church has been very Thomist in its thought for a long time, which is fine. It's very, very good. Thomas is very clear on things. He's very systematic, and that's good and helpful. But I think sometimes people may not resonate with Thomas very much and may find the Franciscan school, either Bonaventure or Scotus, or, you know, if you can synthesize both of them, which a lot of people have done to a certain extent, that may be very satisfying for people. So anyway, thanks guys. Again, if you wish to support the channel, please support me on Patreon or Anchor or the GoFundMe page. All right. God bless.